It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Ever had a square wreath? Think about that. Have you ever seen a square wreath? We're going to talk about one this afternoon, and we're going to do it with local children's author Sherry Kobalski. You may remember back in the spring, Sherry was on with us talking about her first children's book, which was called It's Okay to Be Me, and now she has a second book coming, and she's come back to Central Iowa Today for more. It's so good to see you again, Sherry.
Thank you very much. It's so exciting to be here, and being interviewed by you is, I'm honored.
Oh, well, you know, I'm more honored to have you here because, you're doing some wonderful things with your books. Before we talk about the square wreath, give us, for those who may not be familiar, give us a little bit of a background because you're from, you worked here in the Marshalltown area, you retired, and all of a sudden you're calling me earlier this year going, I've got a children's book, would you help me promote it a little bit? And I said, what's it about? And it was about It's Okay to Be Me. So talk a little bit about that book to begin with.
I grew up on a farm in Green, Iowa, and so my dad had animals on the farm, pigs, cows, and you name it. So it's no wonder that I had to create a book that involved animals. So It's Okay to Be Me is about little animals talking to their mom about they want to be something different when they grow up other than what God created them to be. Well, the mom points out, well, if you become that, then you can't do this. And the little animal finally in the end decides, well, I didn't think of that. It's okay to be me. And that book has been very popular, very well received. And then I decided I wanted to try one more. And by the way, all of my books will have a verse from the Bible at the end. So they are considered Christian genre. And that's what I intended it to be. But I have to tell you that the square wreath was inspired by a true story here at Marshalltown Hospital.
Okay, let's come back to that in just a second. Because as important as the books and the subjects and the Bible verse, I want to make sure we talk a little bit about what the proceeds from these books are going to, because you really have a mission in mind in addition to selling a few books.
I do have a mission. So I think that we are very blessed. You can live anywhere in the United States and you can get to clean water or bottled water, but we have water and we are so privileged here. So I knew I wanted to do a project involving water, but I had no clue how I was going to do that. So I think God had his hand in it and led me to the right people. I ended up going through missions at Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. And they partner with Ghana Africa. They formed a 501c3. So all of my profits and royalties, any money I make from these books, go to Ghana Africa for clean water wells. The water is there. They just can't get to it. So this is my mission until I no longer breathe, is to help with that project.
And it's not just something where you go, okay, well, we can build one well, and that helps take care of it, because that's not the reality of the situation in Ghana.
That's correct. So I was told that the need for wells is unlimited. So one well costs about $3,000 to $4,000, and it serves a village of about 500 people. Well, then I thought, I need to learn more about GlobeServe Ministries myself. So I went on their website and I saw all these little kids lined up and they were giving them medicine. And Ken, I, like I said, I had a lot to learn. I thought they were immunizing these children. No, they were drinking contaminated water and they were getting worms and they're dying. So then I thought, I really need to step up to the plate and do more. So I've been speaking to different like rotaries and churches, Kiwanis, any group I can about these books and the mission behind it so we can earn more money to send over there.
And that is really the bottom line of what we're talking about and what you're doing and spending your time and coming up with a book like The Square Wreath. Now, let me come back to where I interrupted you. Where did this story come from?
Okay, so years ago, we figure maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I worked at Marshalltown Hospital and they had put up the Christmas decorations. There was a square wreath on the wall and I noticed it was there. I noticed it was square. And then all of a sudden that wreath was gone. So I asked the nurse, where is that square wreath that was on the wall? And she said, well, I took it down. Everybody knows wreaths are round. And I said, I'm going to write a book about that someday. So years went by, and I saw this girl again, and I said, by the way, I haven't forgotten. I'm going to write a book about that. Well, then I retired, and I thought, our pastor says you should use your gifts that God has given you. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I think I can write a children's book. So I wrote The Square Wreath, based on a true story. But before the nurse took the wreath down, it was spotted by a little girl who didn't notice that it was square, but she noticed how beautiful he was. So she convinces the nurse to put the wreath back on the wall.
Oh, wow. How neat. Mm-hmm. So is the book available now?
Both books are available. Mm-hmm. They're available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, okay. Walmart, all of those. They're also available through me. If somebody wanted to make a bulk order and send it to like the University of Iowa Children's Hospital or Blank Hospital, anywhere, orphanages, mm-hmm. The sky's the limit with these books. They can contact me, but they are available online. And then there will be a book signing here, Stepping Stones. Mindy has been phenomenal in helping me get started because I didn't know what I was doing when I went to publish these books. I've had a lot of people helping me along the way. So she's going to host a book signing for me here.
And that's coming up on the 26th of November at the Marshalltown Stepping Stones from 10 until 5:30. And then Sherry will be at the Grinnell Stepping Stones the following day, the 27th, from 10 until 4. Now, when we visited last spring, and, you know, obviously exciting, you know, first-time offer, your first book, getting it published and all that, I know you, we talked a little bit, and I don't remember exactly, you know, well, how many copies would you like to sell first time out? And, you know, again, this is a grassroots. It's not like you have a major publisher sending you on a book tour around the country. How many of the It's Okay to Be Me have you sold so far?
I would say close to maybe 1,000, not maybe sold. I've kind of learned the hard way. I was giving them away like candy.
Sure.
You know, I'd see a little kid at a gas station and here, have my book. And so I had fun giving a lot away. Now with the square wreath, I've already put in two orders of 300 soft covers and 100 hard covers. So the thing is, I make more money if I sell them myself, but I do want people to buy them from the Christian bookstores mm-hmm. because through the pandemic, they suffered. You know, people didn't come in or, you know, right. they didn't buy enough books. So I really want people to support the Christian bookstores. I have my books in Christian bookstores all over the United States. When my husband and I travel with our RV, if there's a bookstore, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go in there. Maybe they want to buy my book. And most of them have. So that's just kind of how it's been going. And each book is, it's very important to get it out there, talk places that maybe would buy them. And some people have said, well, I don't have a grandchild or I don't have a child to give it to. Well, then you could sponsor some, and I can send them to Africa where the wells are. Mm-hmm. We've sent books over there. We've sent them to Nigeria. We've sent them wow. to Israel. These are going all over the world. I couldn't be happier. But I want to emphasize, I am so not in this alone. God's got his hand in it the whole way, Ken. And everybody who buys a book and supports this project, I just love them with my whole heart.
So let me ask you this, since we visited first time back early in the year again for It's Okay to Be Me, and now with the square wreath, has God showed you something that you didn't anticipate throughout
yeah,
all of this?
Yeah, sure he did. He slapped me in the face and smacked me silly because I thought, and here's my ego, I have this cute little book and everybody's going to want to buy it and we're just going to make tons of money for Ghana, Africa, and that didn't happen. And so I thought, okay, what's the message? I believe in my heart, the message is God is telling me to go out, be the voice, go meet people face to face, go meet groups, talk about this book, because it's not just about the Well Project. While we are over there, we can help talk about the love of Jesus Christ and help build churches. So I think that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
So have you had the chance to go to Ghana yet?
No. And I have been asked if I would go. I'm honored with that. I really am. But by the time I pay for two plane tickets, I could probably buy two wells. So my choice is to not go at this time. Not saying I won't do it in the future to meet them. They're just wonderful, beautiful people. I see the pictures, and yes, that would be nice. But right now, I'm trying to get books over there.
What is the reaction that you've gotten from people when you, you know, maybe back in the spring when you had your signing at Stepping Stones and somebody came in and didn't know you were there for the signing and you started talking to them and they looked at the book. When you have those type of situations, what's the reaction to your books, Ben?
I never knew. I did not know you were doing that. When did you decide to do that? And I've always written little stories like 'Twas the Night Before Christmas twists, or I did puppet skits for Our Savior Lutheran Church when we went here, wrote those. Mm-hmm. That comes easy. And if I am stuck, all of a sudden I'll have a thought and I can finish it. But people who know me know that I'm kind of creative. I like to dress up as different characters on Halloween or holidays. And so people know that I'm pretty goofy anyway. But I do think that when the minister said we're called to use our talents, that meant me too. So I got to work.
You know, I don't know if I've talked to too many Christian authors who have, you know, admitted to being goofy along the way.
That's me. That's,
so you started with the first book. Now you have the square wreath. And again, this is a holiday book, the square wreath.
Yes.
So have you got another idea already percolating in your mind as to what you're going to do next?
I have the imperfect perfect tree written. And I haven't submitted it yet because I think I need to calm the waters. These are two books published in 1 year, so I'm really on the road with these. But I do have The Imperfect Perfect Tree.
Is it easy for you to sit down and write these books? I mean, you know, you've got, as you mentioned, you can go two books in a year, and now you've already got the third one. Is it something that you just seem to, that God has blessed you with that talent to be able to sit down and write?
I believe that's true. And I do get frustrated sometimes if, like, in the It's Okay to Be Me, I wanted two more animals. What are they going to be? And I don't have to worry about it because I can be biking, showering, walking. All of a sudden, something will come to my head, and that's it. So I do believe that God has given me that talent, and I'm trying to use it as best as I can.
Well, it's exciting to see the success you had from It's Okay to Be Me and hoping for more success with that book. And now The Square Wreath is available at just about any place you can get books, especially online. And again, Sherry will be at Stepping Stones in Marshalltown on November 26th from 10 until 5:30, and at the Stepping Stones in Grinnell on the 27th from 10 until 4. Just real quickly, we've got maybe just a minute left at the most. When did you first get the idea that you were going to write children's books?
I would say it started with the square wreath at the hospital because she got me motivated. I think I can write a book about that, and I'm going to. And so actually, I wrote the square wreath first. I just didn't get it published. The book, the animal book, came out first.
Well, you know, congratulations on all of your efforts, and congratulations on helping out with the water wells in Ghana and with that mission and ministry, and, you know, continued success and blessings to you as you continue on this road.
Thank you, and I hope you have a happy retirement later.
Who, me?
On. Yes.
Who, me?
Later on. Thank you so much.
Sherry Kubalski, our guest today, author of The Square Wreath, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.